Welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the New World Order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. And I'm chuckling because life just keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder. And there's so much weirdness out there that we can't even cover it. But we're going to cover some corruption that's pretty weird. And I bet your state has the same arrangements as Arizona. And we're going to hold Arizona out as an example today, to show you how we're being taken over from the bottom up. And, you know, we found this to be true. We discovered internal documents with the social justice Democrats, we being Marilyn Rupar and I, about a year and a half ago. And we publicized it. We talked about it. Ho-hum. No one cared. You're going to care after you hear this. Your governor in your state is conspiring with local officials, bribing them with money to keep you locked down and have unreasonable lockdown procedures. And we're going to hold Arizona out as an example in that endeavor. We're going to be joined in just a minute by activist Bridget Langston from Kingman, Arizona, and we've had her on before, and we talked about how they're standing up to the unconstitutional and unreasonable mask mandate. But she hit the mother load, and I hit a mother load today in San Bernardino County in California, and I had it confirmed by Paul Preston of the New California 51st State Movement, and we're going to compare notes. My, oh my, are we in for a wild ride. First, I need to pay some bills, so let you know that we're brought to you by the best storable food company in the world, and I'm just going to say this bluntly, and what's that saying? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. I'm finding you can lead a horse to water, but you can't always make him think. Because your food supply chain is gone. You're eating next year's harvest. Food inflation is upon us. Shortages are appearing in places like Hawaii, Minnesota, Illinois. I've run two podcasts in the last 2 days on food vulnerability, and I was just focusing on Maui with a 3-mile line to the food bank, and my emails exploded. Listen, you better get this food while you can. MPS is the best there is. Absolute best. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. And right now, if you want to stockpile, which I recommend, you can buy 4-week increments and save $100 on each increment. So if you buy 10, you save $1,000. If you buy 20, you save $2,000. No one else is making this kind of deal. In fact, everyone else that we compete with is raising their prices. So go to preparewithdave.com. And this time, I got to be really honest, as long as supplies last, it's the best and most inexpensive. One more thing, we have the commonsenseshow.tv. We get tremendous people that come on this TV show. We do good interviews here on the radio, but we don't have enough space. And occasionally our downline, in other words, our affiliates, we'll get feedback and censorship, and so we decided to go to a censorship-free model, commercial-free model, and you need to check it out. And you're saying, well, how much is it? Less than a cup of coffee a month. I couldn't have made it more affordable. In fact, actually, Roku and people like that are telling me, hey, Dave, you should be charging more. No, we're happy with what we're charging, but don't let the grass grow under your feet, okay? We control the platform. You need to get there, and you need to hear the guests that we're bringing on. The CommonSenseShow.tv. And if you forget, there's a big red banner ahead at the top of our website at thecommonsenseshow.com. Okay, our business is over. We're commercial-free for the rest of this particular segment. And we have Bridget Langston, who never wanted to be in this role. She discovered troops involved in the continuity of government program congregating in the Walmart parking lot about a month ago in Kingman, Arizona. At the same time, I was covering continuity of government issues in Utah, and it's all related. And then all of a sudden, this Mayor Mad Dog Jen Miles, who says, I'm a Republican, but she belongs to the George Soros Progressive Alliance. Yeah, I mean, can they, really? What did Abraham Lincoln say? You can fool some of the people some of the time and all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. She knew she was going to get discovered. She had to. And discover we have, but we've discovered even something bigger. Our governor here in Arizona is bribing local officials to keep us locked down after he publicly announced that it was up to the local officials. And don't forget, this governor has two conflicts of interest with TGen, tied to the vaccine, tied to the testing. Do you smell a rat? I'm guaranteeing you, you have it in your state if you have lockdowns. Bridget, welcome to the show. I hope I set the stage correctly. But what I'd like you to do is I want to move away from Mayor Miles briefly, and I'd like to go to your county commissioners who are part of the Ducey Mafia.
Hi, Dave.
Hi.
You set it up very well. I was laughing because I had no idea I was going to find myself in this position. It was probably 2 months ago with the military, and we crossed paths, but... Yes, we're going to leave Miles alone for today and focus on the county, the Board of Supervisors. They had a great meeting yesterday. So that's what is happening here in Kingman and the county. It was this incredible meeting. They're still talking about this declaration, this emergency declaration, whether or not it's going to be lifted. This has been going on for 7 long months. And one of the supervisors, there's a couple of very good supervisors. Hilde Angus is a great one. Ron Gould is a great one. And Hilde Angus opened up the meeting with this yesterday. She said, it's been 7 months. I believe this emergency declaration is unnecessary, and the numbers back me up. At what point do we tell our constituents that we as a board, as a county, are not in an emergency anymore? What is the end game? We are losing the trust of our citizens. So that was a statement from Hilde, and then it went downhill from there, okay?
Well, that was a good statement. It's accurate.
It was.
I mean, they have a lot of nerve calling this a pandemic. Do you have bodies piling up in the street?
We do not.
Yeah, that's a pandemic.
I've never worn a mask. I've never known anybody that was sick. There's no bodies piling up. Everybody is walking around just like they were before. Except most of the people, and I'm sorry to report this, but most of the people still have masks on. Still. So, you know, that's the only thing that's different here in Kingman and Bullhead and Havasu. But, you know, there's no pandemic, but they're still, boy, they're fighting to keep this rolling, and some of the statements that were said in the meeting, it was just mind-boggling.
Wow. Well, let's get into some verbatim statements that we can take apart. Made
okay.
by, was it Gene the Bishop?
Gene Bishop. Gene Bishop is the chairman, and boy, does she like that position. She sits on the throne, and you know, sometimes she wears a mask, a lot of the time she does not, but it doesn't matter because, you know, she's the queen. And she made some statements, some quotes yesterday that, you know, I've been at this computer today. I had so much to do, but I had to pull this apart. I had to pull these quotes apart because I couldn't believe my ears. One quote she made yesterday, she said, quote, if we ended this declaration immediately today, the citizens of Mojave County would not have any more freedom from restrictions than they have right now. That was one quote.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean,
I don't understand the quote, because being able to breathe while you exercise is a new freedom.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's shocking because, in other words, she said, "Boy," and it got deeper and deeper as they spoke. In other words, I just went, "Wow!" So it's all a game. I mean, it doesn't really matter if we have this quote-unquote emergency declaration. Doesn't matter if we have it or if we don't have it. It doesn't matter. I mean, Havasu and Bullhead have both lifted their mask mandates. For example, they've lifted, but everybody is still wearing masks. Okay, I called places in Bullhead, I called Safeway, I called Target, I called, you know, Planet Fitness, they said, yep, you still have to wear a mask. Same in Lake Havasu. So, it hit me yesterday that this emergency declaration, it really is just a facade. It's just something that our public servants are allowed to tell us. Because as you'll see, some of the other quotes that went on in the meeting, you'll see that it really doesn't matter. But that just blew me away that she just, you know, she has said, "Nap, if this is lifted, we're not going to have any more freedom from restrictions than we have right now." Okay?
Huh.
So would you like me to go on?
Yeah. This is. We'll just put it on the table and then we'll expose the lies.
Okay, so she went on to say, she said, "I just don't see any advantage to ending this declaration other than it shows a victory for those that are really opposed to the change in their lifestyle." I mean...
You mean the lifestyle, like putting food on the table for your kids while you keep your business open?
Well, yeah, well she's saying that too, but she says that we just don't like the change in the lifestyle, okay? We don't like to have to wear bags over our heads or, you know, not be able to breathe when we're exercising. You know, that businesses, you can only have, you know, 25% capacity. We can't pay our bills. We can't, we can't do all these things. We're living like we're in China now, or worse, probably. So we're just complaining that we don't like the change in our lifestyle. That's all.
And when is starvation a lifestyle?
Yeah. Right.
Not being evicted from your place of residence because you can't make the mortgage or rent payment.
Amazing.
Passing out at Planet Fitness in Kingman because they make you run with a face mask on.
Right. But the only thing that would happen, the only thing that would happen for us is that we'd be victorious. That's all we want. We want to be victorious because we don't like the change in our lifestyle. And then she went on to say, pertly, "It is what it is. It is what it is." Okay?
What does that mean? "It is what it is." I mean, she is what she is, but what did she mean by that?
Well, if you watch her, it's just, it is what it is. Deal with it. Deal with it. That's what she means. Deal with it. You know, deal with it. We should be used to it by now. That's how I heard it. We should be used to it. Okay? It's just a change in lifestyle. What's the big deal? Like you said, we can't pay our mortgage. We're not individuals. We have no more sovereignty. We're no longer individuals. We're enslaved. You know, we're serfs. And we need to do what we need to do, and it is what it is, okay? That's how she was delivering it. She also said that if the emergency declaration was lifted today, that decision wouldn't have any effect on those people. And again, when you watch the meeting, those people, that's us. You know, we're those people. We're the flattened, bankrupt complainers that simply, we're just opposed to the new change in our lifestyle. Those people. She's not one of those people. You know, she's not suffering. She has her big fat juicy paycheck, and, you know, we see her, you know, and we have a photo of her. She was at the river 2 days before this meeting, and I sent you that photo. It was on her Facebook page. She was at the river 2 days before she was telling us that, you know, we needed to just shut up and stay masked and quit complaining. She was at the river sitting next to a gal. They were having lunch. No mask, no social distancing. She's not one of those people. It's just amazing.
Oh, my. Yeah. Didn't you catch this commissioner, this high commissioner Bishop? Didn't you catch her in a compromising, contradictory position?
Well, we have many times. You mean at one of the meetings that she was having when she...
No, I mean being out in public in violation of her own edict.
Yes, I've got the photo. Yes, I've got the photo. That was on the 3rd, October 3rd, which was 2 days before this meeting. She was at the river. At a picnic table, like I said, just having lunch and chatting and having a great time, and she was sitting next to a friend, no masks, no social distancing. You know, why should she have to do that? That's not, those rules aren't for her.
No, rules for thee, but not for me.
Right. You know, and we've seen Ducey do that numerous times as well.
Yes.
Same story.
Yes, okay. In fact, when I published that Twitter of him at this Brophy College prep grad party after he told all of us to stay in, stay masked, and he wasn't social distancing, you know what the reaction was from the governor's office? You're harassing him.
I'm sure we are.
Well, he's got his own mafia. Let's, because we're going to have to bring San Bernardino into this argument a little bit, but not yet. What I want to do is lay down the governor's connection with your county board of supervisors that basically admit to the fact that they know they're being bribed, but they can't give up the money, so your rights are screwed.
Yes, and there were some things that were the county manager, the city attorney. Oh, my gosh, some of the things. It was just so obvious. I mean, it was so obvious that... they don't know what's going on. They don't care what's going on, especially. Some of the things they said were just amazing. All they know is they are following their orders, and they basically are...
Did you hear what you just said? Wait a minute. I want to take what you just said. I'm sorry to interrupt you. All they know is they're just following their orders.
Correct.
And that's what the Nazis said at Nuremberg. I'm just following orders. And here's the other thing, Bridget. I'm following orders. Wait a minute. Your orders come from the people who elected you, not from the governor who is bribing you. But I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to make that distinction.
Right. You're right. I mean, what you said is the way it should be. What you said is not the way it is, and we all know that.
Right.
It is just so obvious. Another statement that Jean Bishop made yesterday, she said, "Well, I don't disagree with returning to normal." Isn't that nice? I don't disagree with returning to normal and ending this emergency declaration. She was trying to look kind of human for a moment. But I would like to know what that means. What does it mean to the people? Do we get back to normal when we end this declaration? What happens to the grants that the sheriff office receives?
Bingo. Say that again.
She said, you know, let's get back to normal, but what happens to the grants that the sheriff's office receives? And what happens to the money that the health department and different county departments receive? Does that money get returned? That's what she wanted to know. That's what she's worried about.
Yeah, if we really don't want to face the wrath of the people. But people, you have to understand, we're sleeping with the devil, and we accepted their money. And even our sheriff is basically taking a political bribe. And it may not be illegal, but it certainly is immoral, unethical, and doesn't serve the interest of the community.
No.
Because you know what this means? Here's what's happened. The reason this sheriff got money, I don't know if this is going to affect his behavior or not, but the reason he got money was because Ducey's Mafia doesn't want this sheriff to do what a lot of sheriffs have done, like the one in Yavapai County. We're not enforcing this crap. This is unconstitutional. They're trying to lock him in. What's your sense? What's this sheriff going to do? Do you have a feel for this?
You know,
your hesitation just said it all.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, you don't even need to find the words. Your hesitation said it all.
Listen, you know, I don't know. We've never been here before, you know, and I don't know. How can we know?
Well, we know this. They admitted to money changing hands, and it's influencing their policy decisions. That's bribery.
Well,
see,
it is.
Your high bishop commissioner said that. What about the money? Okay. In other words, they're admitting to bribery.
They are, Dave. And speaking of admitting to bribery, then I kind of picked this apart, but Ryan Eslin is our city attorney. And boy, was he going to bat for not lifting this declaration. I mean, he just was beating the drum hard. He was just saying if the board removes the declaration of emergency, wow, it'll be sending a message to the state that we don't think we're in an emergency anymore, he said.
Uh-huh. So you're not allowed to have an opinion different than the Ducey Mafia?
That's right. That's exactly right. And he said, now at that point, the state may say, well, you don't need the money anymore. So, and you're going to have to pay it back.
Yeah. Okay. Again, here we come back to another admission. The money that we're getting from the Ducey Mafia is more important than our citizens' civil liberties.
Oh, of course.
That's what this attorney is admitting to.
Oh, Dave, yeah, of course, there was no comparison. I mean, if you sit through the whole, you know, the last half of the meeting, the hour and a half was allocated to this. It was just stunning. And he went on to say, removing the emergency declaration, he said this many times, it increases the risk of losing funds. It increases the risk of losing funds. He kept saying that over and over again. And
yeah.
Then he also...
You know, I got a line for you. I'd rather be free and broke than masked and choked.
Well, that's a good one. That is a good one. But like you said, these people are taking bribes. That there's really no other way to say it. That's it.
Yeah, they may not go to jail for it, but they're not acting in the public interest. It is political bribery, at least. I don't know if it crosses the line to criminal. You know, we'll have to do some FOIAs to find out where the money's going, what's happening, who's benefiting. Because I guarantee you also, it's not just public money that's affected. I have seen this over and over, Bridget. There is always a cash cow at the end of the rainbow that's collecting money from this particular endeavor.
Yeah. Oh,
we're
going to
find out. We're going to find out what it is. Well, I want to continue down this line, but I want to, here, let me pull this San Bernardino thing up here, and I just lost my page, darn it. Here, hold on, let me try to scroll down here and find this. But San Bernardino has something going on here, and I'll buy time and stretch here while I tell people, oh my gosh, the similar things are happening in Tucson with Pima County. I have a good friend named Midge Mathis, and she just sent me something on this, and wow, this was incredible here. So let me, boy, I hope I didn't delete this, or wait a minute, to go to sent. But anyway, in San Bernardino County, they met this morning, and I have not heard the result. It's not posted on their website as of an hour ago when I checked. But what they did was to have a hearing on whether or not the health director for the county, when she makes a decision on something, It carries the force of law, which includes fines and imprisonment. And, but it's San Bernardino County, and I'm afraid I don't see it here. I had it here lined up before the show, and it just magically disappeared. Gee, I wonder, remember how we got interfered with trying to come online?
Yes, that happened with us.
Yeah, but this is really, really interesting.
Do you want me to finish the thought on Ryan Esplin?
Yeah, with the attorney, yes, absolutely.
With the city attorney, when he said that, you know, that it would increase, he kept repeating that it would increase the risk of losing funds, and he said that it might encourage an audit, and wow, that would, you know, it would encourage an audit to be checked to see where the money is gone.
What? Wait a minute. He's afraid of public scrutiny of public funds?
He actually said that. He said that he was so against this, you know, it would be telling the state that we don't need it, that we are, you know, going against their wishes, and on top of that, it might encourage an audit, you know, to see where the COVID money has gone. Yeah. Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
If that's not
an admission of bribery and concealment of public fund spending, what could it, how else could you interpret this?
I mean, do you see why I contacted you? I was actually completely blown away. He went on to talk about, that was amazing, okay? And so it looks like, you know, we are under this heavy hand, you know, these illegal mandates. It just, when they were talking, it was like, it was almost a moot point, because no matter if this declaration was lifted or not, they gave you, not even gave you the feeling, they were telling us that we were definitely under this very heavy hand. Does it matter what the county, you know, undeclares or declares or removes or resists? Mm-hmm. It really didn't matter. That, you know, the Madam Chair Bishop and the invisible Mayor Miles and, you know, this our health director, Denise Burley, this, you know, sorry, but she's an ex-PE teacher, you know, and our city attorney, who he stated yesterday in the meeting, he kept pounding the drum of what he wanted, what he thought. And he said, now, I've got to tell you, this is what I think, but I also want to let you know that I'm wrong quite often. He said that.
Well, nice of him to be humble, but I fear an audit of money bestowed upon the county by the state.
He said that he would encourage an audit.
Encourage an audit. If you're not doing anything wrong, you should, as a public official, welcome the audit.
Well, you would think.
Yeah, and you know what this puts me in the mind of, Bridget? You know, the Ducey Mafia says, here's your money. Okay, guys, come on, keep it locked down. You know what to do. And what you do with the money is kind of up to you. Just keep the thing locked down. Now, if you went and spent money in ways that you knew violated the public trust, or you violated report requirements, or being able to get the information by FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. If you did any of those things or all of those things, see, then Ducey has leverage to come back and force your hand to his bidding. And it's almost that, I mean, if I were investigating this, and we may have to put a little into this, that's the first thing I'd look for is, what's this money? Where did it go? You have the right to know. The people of Mojave County need to all of you, not one of you, all of you need to do a Freedom of Information request on these funds.
Yes, you're very right, and I also want to tell you that I told you earlier, Supervisor Ron Gould, real good guy. We do have a couple of good supervisors. I did call him earlier, and reason I called him is that Gene Bishop, during this meeting, she was talking about not lifting the declaration before the end of the year, she was going back and forth that we didn't know, you know, where the pandemic is still here. It's still out there. We just can't lift it. And we really can't lift it because of the contract she has until the end of the year.
Contract. Did she say who the contract was with?
No, she did not.
Well, let's think logically. First of all, she can't sign a personal contract that compromises her position in taking away civil liberties. So it has to be a public contract. And who else could it be? Ducey.
Of course. So, and as a matter of fact, I think I'm almost positive she said contract with the state, but we know it's contract with the state.
Yeah, you need to get the minutes of the meeting, and I suspect she said that too. Let's look at this real quickly here. This is so blatantly obvious what's going on. First of all, it doesn't sound like in the meeting she defined a pandemic. She's using the term loosely. There is no pandemic. Absolutely not. The CDC has even come out and said the deaths that aren't involved in comorbidity with other conditions are 10,000 nationally.
That's
10,000
right.
Nationally. That's not a pandemic. So them using that term now, they are now lying to the people, and they need to be confronted with the CDC statement on this because it's on their website. That's the first thing. But I want to read to you. I found the San Bernardino thing. And I want to read this to you. And ladies and gentlemen, listen, you're going, Kingman, Arizona, who cares, Mojave County. This is your county. There is now a strategy involved, and we're finding more cases of this, where people are running for office, like Mayor Jen Miles of Kingman, pretending to be a Republican who end up being in the Progressive Alliance, and it's all part of the Democratic strategy. Okay, and keep that in mind as I read this to you, because we are being conquered from the bottom up. You know, a lot of people are focusing on the governor. They're focusing on their state senator, their state representative, and they're not realizing they're really being betrayed at the local level. And by the way, I want to mention this before I read the San Bernardino thing. Ducey told Arizona when these mandates came down, it was the enforcement level. What you would enforce was up to the local officials. And now we have clear evidence he's bribing these officials. Okay, so we're going to San Bernardino, California. And I'll read to you an action call. This is an urgent plea to help our friends in San Bernardino County, because if we don't stop this tyranny, it'll be coming to a county near you. Well, Bridget is an example of this coming to a county near her. It's in her county. Yep, the evildoers are accelerating their evil. The San Bernardino County Board of Supervisors wants to adopt a resolution to make all health officer orders law and have the enforceability of law with the threat of fines and imprisonment. This is a nightmare of the highest proportions. Do you realize what this means? One unelected person has the power to make law. And they go on and make a statement of declaration. Not on my watch. This is unconstitutional at every angle. And it goes on to say, here. And this is a good statement. I want to read this for the benefit of the country. No individual can make a law. No governor can make a law. No mayor can make a law. No city manager can make a law. No judge can make a law. No county commissioner can make a law. No sheriff can make a law. And no health officer can make a law. Only a legislative body can make a law. And this is why Governor Whitmer of Michigan had her lockdown strategy struck down by the Michigan State Supreme Court this past weekend. So these people are on fire here towards San Bernardino County. We will get the word on this and report it. But this is absolutely unconscionable, and it's happening now. You've heard it now. Mojave County. And now San Bernardino. Guarantee you. Bridget, what do you think the odds are the county commissioners of San Bernardino in California are taking money from Governor Newsom in the same fashion that your county commissioners are from the Ducey Mafia?
Well, it's obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obvious. They're telling us. They told us yesterday. I mean, they've been insinuating it for months, but yesterday they told us. They told us. The health director, as I've spoken to you about Denise Burley, the health director here in Mojave County. She's a pretty mind-boggling person. She really is. She seems to have come out of nowhere a couple of years ago. She doesn't have any background in health, nothing.
Wait. She has no credentials that are like, I'm a doctor or at least a nurse?
She was a PE teacher.
You're kidding.
No.
Wait a minute. I've seen the space shuttle. Does that make me the pilot?
Well, I guess so. Okay. But from what I understand, this was Jean Bishop's choice a couple of years ago. Somehow she chose Denise Burley, and, you know, they're very much in lockstep. Watching these meetings, it's just hard to handle because it's the Denise and Jean show, and that's what happens. And yesterday, Denise Burley, in a very chipper voice, he always comes out and reads the statistics she gets from, you know, above, from the state. And she was very chipper, and she was talking about how this virus still, yesterday, she was saying this virus is insidious, and it's still rearing its ugly head, and then it returns.
It only impacts people that have compromised immune systems, over 65, have comorbidity. Did anyone challenge her on this irrational statement that's inaccurate and a lie?
It's amazing that she is allowed, nobody is challenging her. It's driving all of us nuts. And she keeps saying these things, and she was repeating, she was also repeating that, we know this pandemic. She is still today calling this. She said, we know this pandemic is still circulating in our community. You know, we can't see it, but we know it's...
Let me play a game with you, okay? This flu is still circulating in our... And if we don't take care of it, it's going to be here next year and the year after and 40 years from now. Uh-huh.
Yes.
I mean, do you see where I'm going with this?
Yes, but I mean, yes, I do. And they're you know, marching her out every week or whatever. It seems like she's there all the time. That's all we're seeing is Denise Burley talking with her mask on, talking about how this pandemic is still here. And she went on to say, she said something very interesting. Actually, it was very funny, I'm sorry, but Ron Gould started talking about herd immunity. You know, he was trying to offer some intelligent communication here about how that was very important. I mean, 7 months later, dear God, okay? And he was talking about herd immunity, and she said, well, she had a very good answer for him. She said, yes, that's why, paraphrasing, masks were wonderful because
really,
and this is why masks are wonderful, because they not only protect us from the pandemic, okay, masks do that, and we know that that's not true, but Denise is saying that masks protect us from the pandemic that is circulating still, but they're also really great because they provide a little bit of herd immunity.
It's the opposite of herd immunity.
Yeah.
You're compromising your immune system. People are going to be more vulnerable to other things now because they're not experiencing the environment naturally and letting the immune system build up. I mean, here this PE teacher doesn't even know what herd immunity is. It sounds like that whole group up there suffers from herd stupidity.
Well, that's a pretty good phrase right now. I mean, it really is. We've been listening to this for month after month after month, and they're still saying the same thing.
I just can't believe they're not being recalled.
Well, you know, it's all amazing. It's all amazing. And so she was talking about how great masks were because, you know, it's like the gift that keeps giving. If you want herd immunity, you could still wear a mask, but if you want to be protected from the pandemic, you could still wear a mask. So the mask was the solution, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she also said that was very interesting. she was talking about the second wave. You know, everybody's getting that memo. Everybody's getting the second wave memo, and they talk about it like the second coming. They're very excited about that. Haven't you heard these people that are trying to keep us down? They all talk about the second wave like it's this great holy thing. It's like the second coming. They love it. They love it. And she was talking about the second wave, and then she says, quote unquote, or however you want to term it, something is coming. She's been told that something is coming, so hold on. This emergency declaration is, let's keep it in place, because we know something else is going to be here pretty darn soon. She wanted to stress that. She was very clear, you know. And then she also said, which I found was very interesting, she made it very clear and stressed that at this point, when we talk about an end game, you know, Hildy at the beginning had asked, you know, what is the end game? She said the end game, we're talking about a vaccine, and the health department will be protecting us.
Yes. They're looking to have the same power that they're exercising in San Bernardino County. That statement says it all right there.
Yes.
I want to go back here and just make sure that the listeners understand. Folks, this isn't just Arizona. It's California. It's your community. And if you don't see it, you haven't dug deep enough yet. And let's just look at a couple of things, okay? Ducey's on the board. Governor of Arizona's on the board of TGen. TGen's related to vaccine development, and also they had the major contract with Sonoran Quest Laboratories, which is the major tester in Arizona. In fact, Ducey even sued Sonoran Quest for not moving fast enough on the test. And I would just say this as an aside. What does it say when you have to take a test to know if you've even had or have the virus? Yeah, it's a pandemic. I mean, these things are so contradictory, it's ridiculous. But here Ducey has all these conflicts of interest. He gives money to what I call the Ducey Mafia, my term, to these people in Kingman and Mojave County and so forth. And these people are the recipients of this money, and they will screw their own people. They'll take away their own civil liberties just to hang on to the money. And here's the deal. It's all until the vaccine occurs. The end game is the vaccine, major profits. And we go back to TGen is the first mover. I don't have a problem with TGen making money indirectly or directly on testing and the vaccine. That's business. But for the governor to engage in a conflict of interest and misuse his position is a crime. And for these people in Mojave County, they are facilitating, they are aiding and abetting and are accomplices to the governor's crimes. They are committing criminal acts.
They are.
You're an accomplice after the fact. And I think that you need to take a group of people to the sheriff, and you need to confront him. If this is influencing your behavior, sheriff, you show us how this is constitutional. And if this is going to influence your enforcement, you getting the gifts from the Ducey Mafia, then you are too also, sir, an accomplice after the fact. And then we need to start looking for legal representation to take these people down.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. You know, everybody has seemed to be just sitting and doing nothing. You know, this has been going on for so long. And, you know, of course, we're recalling the mayor.
Yes.
And that is in full force right now. There's a whole bunch of us that are working very hard. It just, it seems that, doesn't seem, I'm sure Gene Bishop and Mayor Miles, they're on the same time frame. They're enforcing the same control. They're on the same. They're harping about December 31st. They want us locked down and held down until the end of the year. God only knows, you know, what's going to happen come January 1st.
I can tell you. Look at the governor's final opening requirements. He has a two-phased complete opening back to normality. One of them is, he says, stop the community spread. That's eradication, and there has never been a virus that's been eradicated. No vaccine, no treatment, nothing has ever totally eradicated a virus in the history of mankind. So he's given an impossible standard. Now, why would he do that? Because step two is we must achieve a 60% level of vaccination. So you have an impossible standard in step one that can't be achieved medically. And then you go into step two, and there you have your profit motive. And you have the governor working for private business to facilitate profits, and he's got accomplices in crime after the fact. And you've got a county commissioner, commissioners, and a mayor who's listening to the medical advice of a PE teacher.
Right.
See, to me, I think if you can show that she's got any kind of influence, this burly woman, if she has any kind of influence on public policy, I would say, where are your medical credentials? And I think, actually, she probably is imitating a doctor, which is another crime unto itself. These are the areas I would be looking at. I don't know if you can make that stick, but I'm telling you, it's something I would really look at. A PE teacher interpreting medical data that influences the decision of county commissioners. What a flipping joke.
It is. And they all sit there every week when Denise comes in and delivers all this medical advice, and she reads off what we're doing and how things are, and the pandemic is still circulating. The board sits up there, and all the county commissioners and the city attorney and the county manager, they all shake their head and they go, okay, well then, we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
A PE teacher justifying accepting bribes from the Ducey Mafia, and we're so afraid we'll be investigated if we let up on the mandates.
Yes,
they've admitted to it. This isn't Bridget and Dave sitting around and concocting conspiracy theories. This is what these people said.
Right. That's right. I mean, he brought up the word audit, and over again, he said, we shouldn't lift it.
Yeah, and he's going to stand before the judge one day and say, we shouldn't have done this. We need to make an example out of your county, because this is going on across the country, and people are going to be forced to take unproven vaccines. In fact, let me just say this before we go, because the average person may not know what I have learned in my investigative work, which is really public. It's controversial. On April 18th, Commissioner Hahn of the FDA issued a statement, and he said, given the emergency nature of the situation and our need to test, we're not going to require test manufacturers to validate tests. And I go, whoa, wait a minute. Is being a former instructor of statistics and research methodology, this is heresy. You don't have a test unless you have validation. You have to have measures of reliability, internal, external, validity, say measures. You have to have margin of errors, false positive rate, negative rate. You have to have all these measures and show conclusively that your degree of confidence, they actually have a formula that says P equals less than 0.05, means that your results on the validity of your testing is only due to chance less than 5%. And that's that P equals less than 0.05 you see at the end of research studies. And they didn't even do that. And that was April 18th. So the tests they're using produce enormous false positives. And on July the 11th, in Florida, 334 testing centers reported a 100% positivity rate. That's statistically impossible. And then 33 centers on the same day posted a 91 to 99% positive rate. Now, in May, the FDA commissioner came out and said the same thing. We're not going to require testing to be validated. So all these numbers you see on television and the numbers that this PE teacher is reading in public, these numbers are bogus. They're unproven. They never have gone back and validated the test results. And you know what? That's on purpose, because that way we don't get to expose the BS using their own figures. Trust us. These are the numbers. This is what our tests say. But you didn't follow testing protocols. Doesn't matter. We're the FDA. You must listen to us. I'm the PE teacher now who gives reports to the county commissioners. You must listen to me.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Yes. Unfreaking believable.
And you know what, Dave? If I can say one other little thing, I don't know how much time we have, but there's also the snitch line we have here in Mojave County. They brought that up today. They got an extra $25,000 to have this snitch line.
Oh my
we
God.
Didn't need to have it, but Denise Burley was very proud of that. They got extra money when people are, ratted on the snitch line. These poor people. I know a lot of people in Kingman that have restaurants, little gyms. They're going under. They can't. They're having the health department called on them on a Monday and then on a Wednesday. It's like the Gestapo is showing up. These people can't pay their bills. And Denise Burley is proud. We got an extra $25,000 when they're reported. We got extra money because Denise gets to report it to the state. That was an extra level of snitching.
Gestapo.
Okay.
Gestapo.
It's totally Gestapo.
Gestapo.
It's so disgusting. I can't believe that these people actually are human beings and they supposedly live in this county. Some of them supposedly live in Kingman and they just smile about this.
Well, you've got pictures of the county commissioner chief. You need to report her on the snitch line. And then you need to call the sheriff and report her. And I would recommend you have people follow these officials to and fro and take pictures when they violate and then turn them in. I mean, beat them at their own game. Bridget, my dear, you are amazing. You are like a diamond in the rough that no one knew existed a few weeks ago across this nation. And
thank you.
You are doing amazing work. And I want to thank you so much for coming on.
You spent so much time with me and with this town and this county. I'm forever grateful. I swear I am.
It's my state too. But on that note, I've got to sign off because we're